Hey guys, Pastor Thomas McDaniels here. I have to tell you about this amazing audio app that Charisma has put together for our learning and our empowerment. It's a great tool. I've been checking it out. I want you to download the audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. It's a great app, and in this age of technology, I am so proud of Charisma for staying on top of the game and setting the pace for other Christian organizations. Get your app today at charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about churches preparing to unite peacefully and open May 17th. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Across the United States, churches have been empty on Sunday mornings since COVID-19 caused the nation to come to a screeching halt. But Sunday, May 17th, a movement of churches have resolved to peaceably gather again. Pastor Brian Gibson of his church, with four locations in Texas and Kentucky, was in an Owensboro area Kroger grocery store and had an employee tell him that they were trying to keep the number of people inside the store to under 350. Pastor Brian did some math and concluded that the store had one person per 120 square feet in the building. To visualize that, 120 square feet is about the size of half of a parking lot space per person. Pastor Brian figured out that if he applied that same math to his church building, they could have around 400 people there. If a grocery store can be open, why can't a church? He started the movement of churches to unite together and peaceably gather starting May 17th. In his online petition found at peaceablygather.com, he says, "Our Constitution guarantees freedom of religion and the right to assemble peacefully. By signing the petition, you pledge that you will exercise these sacred rights on Sunday, May 17th, for Peaceably Gather Sunday. Your church will be open and will welcome all healthy people in your communities to attend and physically participate in services." The religious rights law firm First Liberty Institute is supporting their cause. Gibson says that churches are all in different areas of the country, and thus under different state laws or orders, as well as different levels of cases of COVID-19. Each church should review their own local and state situation before making any decisions. If they have any questions or concerns, we encourage them to contact First Liberty Institute, the largest nonprofit law firm in the country specializing in religious freedom. Their services will be provided to you free of charge. In the state of Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear said that he will allow churches to meet on Wednesday, May 20th. So some people have asked his church pastor, why not just wait 3 days? He says that 3 days is a massive statement. A statement to the governor that you can't step past our constitutional bounds. At first, we were willing to be measured because we want to protect everyone. Jesus is in the healing business, the loving and caring business. We don't want to see anybody injured. That's why we are urging pastors to peaceably gather and ask them to go sign a petition to go with us at peaceablygather.com and say, "I'll take the church back." He says that if you can't make it by May 17th, get your ducks in a row and be ready as soon as you can. Don't let the government dictate to you what your fundamental American rights are. It's time to stand up for liberty. They do have protocols set up so that people can safely come together while following social distancing and CDC health guidelines, worship, and even leave safely. Across the country and the world, churches are figuring out how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic while still following God's word, worshiping Jesus, and representing Him to this hurting world. Whatever the new normal is, Jesus' church will be ready. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.